Let us pray. Loving God, may what we have heard, may what we proclaim speak your truth to your people, for those who need it and even those who don't. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. As I thought about this sermon, I wanted it to be different, as you've already gathered from what I said during the announcements time. Because as I shared with Cheyenne, we come in contact with saints very often in our lives. And sometimes, perhaps many times, we don't recognize it until we look back, as is the case for me, of the person that I'm going to be sharing in just a minute. Saints are those who touch us in powerful ways, or in ways that maybe don't feel so powerful or earth-shattering, but we get something from them that we need. We hear something from them that we need to hear. And it's only in looking back sometimes that we recognize that God shone through that person to us. Laverne Kruger was not a man many would take notice of. Vern was an elder in my first church. He was retired. Vern was always busy. He never sat for very long. And he, in his retirement, had taken on the responsibility of keeping the village cemetery. And that was probably the most beautiful little village cemetery that I ever saw because of Vern's work. I used to say that's where I wanted to be buried. But then I realized Vern wouldn't be around to take care of it. He spent a lot of time mowing the grass, painting the fences, the couple little buildings that were on the grounds. And if I called and Vern wasn't home, I would just go down the street to the cemetery, and generally he would be there working. He was a gentleman. I never heard him raise his voice. He was known and respected in the community for being a person who listened and cared for you and about you. He could relate to anybody. Vern had a way of making everyone feel good about themselves. He took an interest in you. He and his wife Marion went to Florida every winter for 4 months. And I would always look forward to the day when they returned home. As I've kind of intimated, I would often, or not often, but sometime, go down to the cemetery just to talk to Vern. As a young pastor, he gave me a lot of confidence that I could do the job. When I had questions about how I should relate with people, because he knew everybody. Everybody knew everybody in that small town. But I could talk to Vern, and he would help me. He was unpretentious in appearance and talk. It was never about Vern. It was always about the other. Vern was one of a number of people that I thought about as I reflected on this All Saints Sunday. I chose to talk about him because he was not a minister. He was not somebody who commanded my respect because of his or her position. He was one who lived a simple life. And I felt that light coming to me from time to time through him. He and I and one or two others carved an awful lot of turkeys at our annual turkey dinner fundraiser in September. And every December, his wife Marion hosted the Happy Medium women's group in our church. Women who were well beyond their happy medium, which had been their name when they started. And they always had this Christmas party. And of course, my wife was always invited, being the co-pastor of the church. So I and Vern would serve the ladies. And while they were eating the first course, we would go back into the back room in the house and we would sit and eat our first course and just sit there and talk. And then we would serve the ice cream with pistachio syrup on top. It was the same thing every year. I thought of Vern today because of his humility. There was room for you to experience grace and love. Because there was less of him, there was more room for others and for God. And to me, that is the perfect idea of a saint. A person who allows for the light of God to shine through rather than their own light. Frederick Buechner, in his wonderful little book, Wishful Thinking, a theological ABC, has one of the most famous definitions of a saint. And it's worth repeating. He said, "In his holy flirtation with the world, God sometimes drops a handkerchief." Those handkerchiefs are called saints. They invite us to know God. The very Reverend Samuel Candler, Dean of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta, Georgia, writes, "Holy flirtation. I wonder if flirting's gone out of fashion. Things go by too quickly in our sped-up world. There's no time for relationships, for that delicate and delicious give and take of getting to know someone, getting to know their secrets. God comes to us in this mystery. Over time, indeed, as Buechner says, in a holy flirtation with the world, the way we will know God is to let time stop, to not be in a hurry, and to learn from the person sitting next to us." What Jesus is saying to us in the Beatitudes, Luke's version of them, is that we are blessed when there is less of us that and therefore leaves more space for God and for others. That's what we talked about last Lenten season when we discussed the Beatitudes in our adult program. When people meet us where they are in the simplicity of their lives, in their humility, then God's light shines through them. And if we're open to it, we experience God coming to us and opening us up to the fullness of life, to peace, to joy. As I said, I would like to end this sermon today by asking you if you'd be willing to share someone who has been God's dropped handkerchief for you, beckoning you to see God's light through their lives. If you would just raise your hand, I will call on you. And please keep it to a few sentences. Would somebody like to share? Paul.
The first person who comes to mind is my father. In another conversation we had, Henry talked about, God exists, but he had taken a course through the church that we all belong to growing up. And he said, "If you take this course, you'll never question." And he mentioned several things in there. And it gave me courage to go forward. The second person I met was Don Pepper, minister of our church in Burnsville. I got to know him personally quite well. He was always enlightening me with a variety of things of life, where God's presence always was, but we didn't always recognize it. And the third person, because of her constant prayers, she spent time every morning by herself in prayer.
Over here, somebody?
I'm married to my grandmother, Ida, who took me to church for the very first time, introducing me to Jesus.
Anybody else? Jean.
I remember Harold Van Senior. He served his church for about 25 years. He was a shepherd. He touched many young lives. He was a martyr volunteer.
Anybody else? Sue. Let us give thanks to all the dropped handkerchiefs that God has dropped in our lives. We have been truly blessed and touched by them. Amen.